Commissioners Court for Monday, October 14th, 2024, at 9 a.m. begins here.
Okay, we'll go ahead and get started. It's 9 o'clock. This is a meeting of Franklin County Commissioners Court on the 14th day of October 2024. We'll start with Pastor Scott this morning.
Father, we come to you in prayer this morning. We just do thank you, Lord, for the gift of another day of life. Thank you for your goodness that you show to us, Lord. Thank you for our country we live in, the state, and our county. All people, Lord, our neighbors, our friends, and those we get to do life with, Lord, help us look out for one another, take care of each other. Lord, just lift up special prayers for our country right now, Lord, all the stuff that's going on with the people dealing with disasters in Florida and North Carolina, Tennessee. We just pray that you just provide for them. Lord, just help us remember them in our prayers and our thoughts. God, I pray for Israel and the situation going on in the Middle East. Help our nation to stand with them and make the right choices there. I pray that you bless this court, Lord. I'm thankful for these guys and that we serve with, and we pray that you give us wisdom and understanding in everything we do. Help us make the right choices and decisions. We all glorify you. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
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 You have a U.S. flag, Murphy?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Texas flag.
Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state under God,
one and indivisible. All right, any public comments from anybody that want to speak?
Yes, sir.
Our late guys here.
One of them. I don't like being called late guys.
Lake supporter.
There you go. A lot of y'all, I handed this to you, and anybody that doesn't have one, I'll be glad to give you one. I just want to remind everybody that on the November 5th ballot, there'll be a bond election for repair of the dam on Lake Placid Springs. The only option that we've got, there's no other option really viable to go with. I would bet if it doesn't pass, you'll see it again in May, and there'll be more. And if it doesn't pass, it'll be November, and it'll be even more, the way prices are going up. So we have to protect our water over there. It's not imminent failure, but we need to get this thing fixed, get it behind us. On here, on this flyer, it talks about just a little bit about, you know, why now? Because we just found out what it's going to cost. We just got the drawings from the engineers. It's ready, you know, ready to be done. So with that, the one other comment to encourage you to spread the word, I went to Country Fest yesterday and found zero people that had heard about it. No one, not a. And I was passing these flyers out. I did run into one of the Industrial Foundation members and I said, I bet you heard about this yesterday. And he said, he did. Thank you for bringing that up over there. So anytime you're with your friends or family or neighbors or whomever, please let them know that this is coming and we need to vote yes for it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Anybody else? Okay, we will start with agenda item number one, consider and take action to approve minutes from September 23rd, 2024 regular Commissioners Court meeting.
There was one correction made after I sent those out, and it was in the adjournment part. I had Commissioner Emerson listed twice as both the motion and the second, and it should have been Commissioner Emerson and Commissioner Emerson.
Okay.
I move we accept the minutes.
A second.
Okay, got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. All opposed? The ayes have it. Number two, all the claims against the county and authorize their payments.
The amount submitted for your approval is $501,864.61.
Okay, any questions on that?
Move to approve.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. All opposed? The ayes have it. Number three, approved monthly reports.
September 2024 monthly report. Constable, $794. August and September tax assessor, $1,918.88. Property taxes, $77,552.97. County clerk, $17,415.25. District clerk, $7,561.09. Justice of the Peace, $27,143.60. Sheriff's Office Commissary, $6,031.57. Treasurer's third quarter fees, $5,222.28. Library, $764.05. Interest earned at 5.12%, $44,660.17.
Okay, any questions? Okay, do I have a motion to approve monthly reports?
Second.
Okay. Got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. All opposed? The ayes have it. Number four, consider and take action to approve child welfare 2025 budget. I'm sorry, I left another thing off, so we'll get it next time. I just realized it.
Okay, on the budget, we did increase the budget this year, and we did a lot of changing to it, because in the past 2 years, I'll explain to y'all, our caseload went to zero. We actually have 5 cases now, which is showing that hopefully transition back to removing children from homes. So we went ahead and allowed 4 if our caseload got up to, say, 50, that we have money for clothing, birthdays, you know, all the general expenses that we pay. So that's one of the changes in the budget, and it went from 96.50 to 12. And I think with the funding that y'all give us and our donations, that we don't have any problems covering that. The officers, what will be on the agenda for next week, or next meeting, and I probably won't be here, but it has our officers for the year. They're remaining the same. I've got a really good board, and we're keeping everything in place like it is. The other exception that needs to be approved is adding an additional term for Debbie Newsom. Our original, or our bylaws, require that if they stay in an officer position for 3 years, I'd get your approval to extend that for 3 more. She's doing a great job as secretary. There's no one else that's been on the board long enough that wants to take that over. So I just need approval of this at the next meeting to prove to the state that I'm, you know, y'all are approving everything that we're doing. And that's it.
Okay. All righty. Any questions over that?
I move to approve. I'm sorry. I move to approve the budget.
Okay. Okay, got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Number 6, open and award bids for fuel, culverts, and road materials. And we got that here, so we'll just do that right now. Quality rock. Seems like it's coming better for 2 months. They just got crushed white rock at $10.75 a ton. On that. I guess that's all.
That's all anyway.
Yeah, that's all. I'm gonna pass down as you can. Let's go back to the Bush and Crow. I don't know if this is full, probably.
Yeah, they have different
rock minutes on one. Let's see here. I just kind of set. Crest White Rock, what's the $40 mean? $75 LYD loaded?
Picked up or hauled.
Okay. I already picked all that. Same thing on everyone. Well, the crush stance on $46.75. Natural stone $46.75, type A flex base $42.75, native iron $45, and pea gravels $46.75. That's a ton?
It's a yard, I think it is about a yard.
What's a ton?
Some of the yards on
it. That's about a ton.
In a ton.
All right, I'm going to let you have that one. Seating. Construction. Prices for each precinct, I guess, because of
that. Right. I should have a different price, too.
Okay.
seal coat. Hold on, let me get back here somewhere. Here we go. Crushed iron over $20. From the Avenger pit, $30 cubic yard for Cookville yard. That's about the same.
Same thing.
Precinct 1's $38.60, precinct 2 $35.40, precinct 3 $35.40, precinct 4 is $35.05 cubic yard on flex base crushed iron ore. This is a new one. PN Custom Construction and Fabrication. What will that be? Rock?
Iron ore.
Iron ore?
Yeah.
I never heard of them.
No, you want to have a.
Crushed iron over $19 per ton.
What's that other one over there?
20?
I was going to say, I thought that was a little cheap.
Where did that?
Winsboro.
Winsboro?
Mm-hmm. Winsboro.
Pickup?
What's that in there?
At 19, I'm sure it's probably pretty good.
That's the plan.
And they don't deliver it, so you get somebody else power it. And they're actually out of Longshore, is where,
yeah,
where the pit is.
They're doing there by ton, and they're shipping by yards, just a little bit different. Pretty bad. Patriot Sand and Gravel. Crushed iron of $16 per ton, delivered.
Delivered for 16?
Yeah. Crushed white rock, $18 per ton. Type A flex base, granite, these are all delivered, $22 per ton.
That's what he charges.
Yeah, that's their delivery, that's going to be his delivery
fee. That's just delivery, that's not for the rock.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Crushed iron ore, precinct 1234, $400 per load delivered, 25 tons per load, 16 delivered freight only. Crushed white rock, precinct 1234, 450 load. He made this kind of confusing, didn't he? I played flex base on 550 per load.
It comes out different pieces, you got different cows, different mileage.
He said the whole iron ore from how much? I mean, if he's hauling it, I'm not only $16 per ton.
$400 per load for a 25 ton load. Okay.
Arcade Hall. What is that, $19 just for hauling? It's just the price, too. On the other one.
Oh, no.
That's gonna be
the price. Yeah. Okay, RK Hall oils same ready mix, $98 delivered, $90 pickup. Crushed sandstone, $13.50 pickup. Type A flex base, $13.50 pickup. Grade 4 wash kit, $40. And that's pickup. And cold mix is $103 delivered, $95 pickup.
Right, it's usually a little cheaper.
That's RK Hall.
You're talking about the chip rock?
Mm-hmm.
What was that?
Well, we usually get a chip. Yep. RK Hall is usually the cheapest on the chip rock.
How much was the chip rock on that?
Chip rock, they don't drink on the washers.
Right. Tell me, how much was it?
40.
40?
40.
That's picked up or that? That's not, that wasn't delivered.
Yeah, that's picked up.
How much is it?
You don't pay it.
All right.
You know how much you make money.
Hillbilly, isn't it?
It was $59. It was $59 to deliver.
I was gonna say that's gonna be pretty close, because if you look back on delivery from Patriot, it's about $17 or $18 yard.
And you know, usually Patriots just a hair cheaper than they are for delivery.
All right, this is from Argon, and they got CRS2 emulsion, $3.09 delivered, $2.90 pickup. Crushed natural stone $12 pickup. Type A flex base $11 picked up. Grade A wash chip $17.50 picked up.
Who's that?
Sun Mining. I haven't ever heard of them either.
Well, that's a good price.
They are out of Coleman, Oklahoma. This is Drake. $98.80 per ton delivered, $87.80 per ton picked up. And on coal mix, $103.80 per ton delivered, and pickup is $91.80 per ton. So, and that was Drake.
$2.
We just got one for oil, your dad. One for.
Paul didn't send one. He hasn't got it.
Do what now?
Paul didn't send one. This is really? We didn't get one from Discount Culverts or P2 Emulsion.
Really? P2's got a weight. Do what?
No comment.
Oh.
Here is probably burning.
Here we go.
I hadn't been there.
That's just the quantity. They didn't give us a price, did they? Per gallon delivered, based on 1999 average per month.
Yeah, something
more. The sheriff is using 1.6 million gallons this year. I'm just kidding. It doesn't throw them. Unleaded. Unbranded non-ethanol, $2.79. No price. Diesel off-road, $2.62. Diesel highways, $2.21.
I just realized.
Do we pay taxes of any kind to the state or federal government on our fuel?
No.
Not state.
None?
No, no.
Not the state, but we do federal because it says most of our taxes are included and excluded.
Well, it's always took off the bill when you do it.
Okay. All right. Well, that's our only bid for me, so.
How much was it? 12, 14 cents a barrel, right?
It wasn't as bad as I thought it was.
Usually about what it is. Well, baseline, your fuel price changed.
Yeah, right now.
It'll be 12 cents a barrel, right?
$2.79 for gas, $2.62 for, and $2.81 for diesel.
Yeah, but that should be a rack price.
I could have died in the heaven. At least I hope I'm going in that
house. I'm checking the obituary.
That would get you a part of the road there.
All righty, this is Culver's. This is from Wilson's Culver out of Elkhart. 16 gauge diameter, 12 inch, 1275, 15 inch, 1585. 18 inch, 1899, 21 inch,
2213. That would be per foot if you.
Is it? Okay. 24 inch, 25, 31, 30 inch, 3170, 36 inch, 3875, 48 is 692. 14 gauge diameter, 60 inch. What's the SH one in front there? 8960, boy, they're proud of them, aren't they? 72, well,
they get bigger than this high.
72 inch, 108, 30, 84, 125, 28, 96 inches, 142, 81, 108 inches, is 159.94. All right, I'll hand that to you. Last, not least, Bergen pipe. Software, it's more popping, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm not getting on it.
Yeah. It didn't get over in about 25 years, but I still call it.
I know it.
I don't know what it is now.
Burgers.
Is it? I didn't know who it was. All right. It's going to kill the size of the dinner. Did they?
12 inches.
Well, yeah, but it's a 14 gauge or 16.
No, this is plastic.
Oh, plastic. Okay. 12 inch, 662.
They got one.
15 inch, 1008. 18 inch, 1411. 24 is 2351. 30 inches, 3246. 36 inches, 4387. 42 inches, 5759. 48 inches, 7128. And 60 inches, 104.92.
How much did the 15 inch go up there, Scott?
15 inch was what, $8.16, so
about $2 for it.
Good idea. It's iron in the last 2 years.
They got it down a
little bit. And they went up a little bit last year.
They went down last year.
Yeah, that's right. It went down last year.
Down last much year.
Bigger thing, so.
I thought it would say the same.
Sure, I'm glad I still got the
coal.
See,
you made money.
Thank God I don't have any lists.
We skipped number five.
Look. Oh, we did. We sure did. Oh, sorry. We'll finish number six.
Yeah, we'll finish this one.
But okay. Do I need a motion to approve? Let me see here. Award, open award bids. Do I have a motion to award bids?
Are you going to award all the bids or are you going to pick
and choose? All of them because we're on different products, they won't pick and choose.
We're sort of accepting all.
Needs to be included in the bid.
Are we awarding or accepting?
Accepting.
Accepting, yeah, I guess.
Award, but.
I thought we're just accepting.
So we'll just go motion to accept. That's the motion.
Yes.
Okay, do I have a second? Okay, got a motion, second, any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the ayes have it. Number five, consider and take action to approve renewal of fiscal year 2025 Savins Grant and Service Agreement with Equifax Acres Insights. I didn't bring my stuff in here to sign, but I just walked in here with everything. I gave y'all a copy of the things. This is the same thing we got every year. Marla, you want to discuss?
It's about $8,000. It's the victim's notification upon arrest as well as upon release.
Same thing we do every year.
So you want to buy a new maneuver? Not paper in it. It varies anywhere between $8,000 to $9,000.
Move to approve.
Second.
I got a motion, second, any more discussion? All in favor say aye. I got them, yeah, I got them. All in favor say aye. All opposed, the ayes have it. Number seven, consider and take action to approve resolution of renewal of 2025 Indigent Defense Grant Program. How much we get that one, Marla?
Well, it'll be less because y'all aren't doing the public defender for the capital defense. So it will be around $12,000 as opposed to $18,000 to $20,000. The baseline is 10.8 right now.
Yeah. I checked with Kemp County about what they pay, and I think they're paying right at almost $100,000 a year to one person to be the public defender. I think it's cheaper the way we're doing it, but that hurt. I'm not sure how much they spend upstairs.
Well, I would have to go back to last year because this year we had, a couple of big trials, so I would really have to go back and look at it. Last year,
because
it would not be the
norm
this year, because the expenditures are
high. And it's hard to find an attorney around here that'll do it full time, too. So,
not many attorneys.
No. I can't believe I'm saying that, because used to it was more.
Used to that, bro.
Could slow the cat back at home.
You can't find an attorney anymore.
Yeah.
They're aging out.
Yes, they are. So, anyway, okay. Got a motion to approve that?
Move to approve.
Second.
Taking a motion, second. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. All right. Rick, you got anything for us?
Not today.
Okay. Sir. Bob, give us a little update.
Well, so far, everything not on the list, still going good.
Good.
We got the taking bid finished Friday. They're doing this thing this morning, we'll texture today. We're going to prime paint the walls tomorrow, start putting color on the walls Wednesday, and that soon will get set up for Thursday. Notify both the electrician and the AC people that will probably start dropping lights in the future, not this coming week, but the following week. So that's all set up. So all that's still going good. We're still on schedule, on budget, nothing ordinary, nothing new. I do still need a site layout with a revised parking, let y'all look at that, see if we want to go that way or not. At this point in time, we should be waiting.
When do you want to start working on the parking lot?
Well, I'd like to get started on it sometime this month, or get it laid out and can see what it looks like. I did go out and measure all the recycled asphalt on the east side of the driveway coming to jail. It's not quite 60 feet, so we're probably going to end up putting a little bit more there if we do need that for the other club for the official court, which will make sense. Then the others basically have to provide the new building from the sheriff's office parking, so that we can have all our parking over the jail. Especially on court, just trying to separate.
Anybody got any questions? It's looking good.
It looks amazing.
Mm-hmm. It does. It looks
good.
Appreciate it.
I'm going out about once a week to look at that. Look at Rick.
Rick, you got anything?
No, sir.
You need to announce
your name. Yeah, I know. we have, I believe, found us a Veterans Service Officer, and I'm gonna get him to stand up and introduce yourself, and I've talked to you, and I've meant to call you, but I said you was out of town till Sunday, so I guess you got back.
I just flew back in yesterday.
So good deal. We appreciate you here, and I'm gonna let you introduce. I don't have my stuff about you in here, but
that's okay. My name's Dean Gray. I'm a retired Army, a little under 26 years. My last duty station was between Kansas and California, and retired, and we were relocated out here to Scroggins. I've made it before. Yes. So, yeah, we're looking to, I'm currently the service officer for the VFW here in Mount Vernon. So we're looking to fill the position of the county service officer here in Franklin County. So.
I'm trying to find a place to go right now, and we decide.
He's going to be in the training room at the sheriff's office just for,
that's right,
just for probably a month or so.
Yeah, you're going to just about 2 days a month.
Okay.
Is what it is. Ricky, is that there any problem with you going out to the, until we get the new place? I think we're going to put it in the new, to come out there in the courtroom and the jury room to the new building. We want to get the new building.
When will we get it finished?
It's going to be about December 1st, right, Bob? Oh, there you are. Does anybody got any questions for me? And let me ask you this. I didn't put him on the agenda to approve, but I've talked to him and a couple of times, and Marla's talked to him, and do y'all want to look into it and then come back and vote on it, or do you want to go ahead and let me do it? The money's budgeted already.
You're right, that's true.
I'm giving him my computer. I've got to get the tech guys here to clear off all my stuff, but back in June when all the electricity went out, I bought a new computer. But and then the one that Christy had, somebody else is using that one, right?
Clint,
that's right. Clint, we gave him that one, so we'll give him that one. And I think you still got a, is there a printer out there she had?
I think we just borrowed one.
Okay. We'll figure something out on that, but
printers are cheap.
But I've talked to him a couple, like I said, several times, and I'm glad we have somebody here. So
now you're currently the vice commander. Is that how you? I'm sorry.
That's correct. I'm also the service officer for the VFW post.
Okay.
So.
Okay. And you live here in Franklin County, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. We don't have to, but we appreciate it.
Well, it's good to have the service for Franklin County.
Absolutely. Yeah. We've got several calls. I had somebody call me the other day from Wood County, and they were trying to hire somebody too, I think, because they may have, but Hopkins County called me, somebody from Hopkins County called me, and they were looking for somebody. And I think Titus County still doesn't have one, do they?
I'm not sure.
I think, because we were using them and paying them years ago, and we just didn't have that anymore. But I'm glad you came, and we can get you introduced to everybody. And, but he seems like he would work really, really good. So, if anybody here.
He'll need to come by your office to get that paperwork too.
Yes, yeah, we need to get some paperwork, drug and alcohol testing and stuff like that.
Okay.
Because you'll be an employee, you'll be a part-time employee.
Okay.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
Welcome, thank you.
Thank you very much. All right, anybody else got anything? Our assistant? We got one right here.
Yeah, our assistant. I was going to say, attorney. I had an update on what was asked last time.
Okay.
We were looking into whether the county could contract the trash solid waste provider.
Mm-hmm.
I need to do just a little bit more research, but the deal is I think the county is more than able to do so. There are some specific provisions for county sizes of 1.7 million or more that we may want to be a little proactive about, with the hopes that we're going to grow into that size. And again, I'm more than happy to show the specifics, but it does seem that we have the ability to do that.
Just have to go out for bids like we do on everything.
Exactly. Yeah, same process. We send out bids, and there's some more specifics about what we can.
How do we accomplish
billing? So, let me pull out my notes really quickly.
Because we don't.
And what if people don't want it?
That's what I was going. That's one of my.
Because you have a lot of people that don't have trash service anyway that take care of their own stuff.
Yeah, so, and that's, and again, that's kind of what we're, what the section that I'm talking about goes into. So it's section 791037 of the local government code. It talks about solid waste disposal in certain counties, and again, we're allowed to contract with a municipality to provide solid waste disposal, and it can include provisions that pass off that cost. But I imagine if we were going to do that, then we would just basically run it through kind of like we do with property taxes and everything else. We either do an annual cost to everyone for trash services, or as part of the water bill, do a monthly service. Either way should work. And we have the ability to set up a sub agency within the county to make the, or assist with these tasks as well. So it's all feasible. It may be a little costly at the inception to do, but it's feasible to do.
So we could, and you, we could actually, you're saying we can make someone use our service.
Yes, that's, again, that's the that's my reading of that particular set of statutes, that we're able to not only require everybody within the county that, you know, uses the service to use it, but additionally, and again, there's some specific sections in here that I'm not going to go into at length, but we also have the ability to terminate, or in the contract, to create termination grounds for not just the service provider of the trash thing, but I think also for the citizens, if we decide that, you know, they're going to have the ability to not use those services. But again, we have the authority to do it. It's like I said, typically it seems like a lot of these are in counties that are much larger. 1.7 million is the number that is in the actual statute as kind of a requirement for that particular section, but we have the authority to do it. So,
well, that's not like a pain.
Well, and, say it was, and to actually recover the fee through our property taxes?
That's, I think that's one way that I found to do it. Another way that I found to do it is, like I said, a monthly bill that's sent out to everybody every month along with your water and other utilities. But I would agree with the county judge. I do think that it's going to be quite a lot of work at this point in time. I don't necessarily know that the benefit is going to outweigh that cost in both time and money. So ultimately, I know that's obviously for you to decide, but that's kind of my two cents.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's kind of sick.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of people living in the county that burn their trash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you burn your own trash now in the trash
barrel? Unless there's a burn ban. And we'll talk about that in just a second.
No, I'm asking Max. Can you burn your trash in a trash can then without any
EPA or TCEQ violations?
Is there any violation that keeps anyone from burning their trash in their own barrel, so to speak?
Not that I'm aware of at the moment, but I mean, it just has to all be bundled up where they can haul it off and it can be picked up, cannot just leaked out. And
I was raised in there. I was raised burning my trash on the trash barrel. I mean, we had a piece of steel or
something. As long as it's generated on your property, you can burn it, but I think they...
Yeah, but
I have to go back and look. There are certain things that's not supposed to be burned, but...
Aerosol.
Kind of aerosol. Look in your burn pile and see what's in it, but...
Everything you need to burn, you can't burn.
Ricky, can we legally burn it or not?
I'm not controlling the burn barrel. Unless it's a burn bag.
And they were real lean, you know.
It would be limited to what we can burn. They came out and told Jerry there at the shop, we can't burn out there.
Commercially, you can't. Yes, that is
commercial.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it because of our treated wood, treated lumber, or is it just all commercial?
It's all, you can't burn anything that you
as Max was saying, if it's generated on that property, you can burn it on that property. But you're not even supposed to haul a tree from, if you own property on the other side of the county, you're not supposed to haul a tree from that property to your other property and burn it there.
That's right.
You can burn where you cut it, but you can't move it. And this is kind of crazy. So, and then the companies, these landscaping companies and stuff that haul, do landscaping and haul it to their property and burn it.
That's another one.
Unless they get a permit from DCEQ to build a
site.
Disposal site.
Well, we burn it for 20 years, so we don't burn it anymore.
There's still thought with that.
I'm trying to force
something on them. Yeah.
What about firewood? They cut it, they heard somebody sell it to them, they burn it on their property.
Apparently that's against the law.
And you're just trying to stay warm.
That's right. I don't always agree with TCEQ either.
Yeah, they're a weird bunch.
TCEQ doesn't consider firewood waste. So it's just tree limbs and landscape and stuff that's considered waste.
But tell them I'm burning firewood outside.
Burning firewood out of my own shop.
Speaking of burn ban, I called the fire chief, what's his name?
Blake.
And talked to him. I told him that I wouldn't throw a fit this year. That whenever I asked him where it was at, he said we're still in moderate range right now. Believe it or not, I couldn't believe it because I tried to mow some of my yard today, and I got about 40 pounds of dust in my lungs, and it was bad dry. But we're still in moderate. And I told him that I would put a burn whenever he told me to. I would go ahead and just do it without the commissioner's court. That way, if something comes up tonight, we don't have to wait till a commissioner's court meeting to take it off. If we got flood and rain, of course.
It's getting a little bit of rain for Saturday, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Hopefully, probably.
Mark's supposed to be cool. I don't
know. Oh, Mark and drives bone.
Yes, and I think they're under burn.
Not yet.
Oh, they're not yet? I thought they were.
It's worse headed west.
Yeah. But I told them I would do it, and that wasn't going to worry about doing it, putting on the deal. Anything else before we adjourn?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Melissa texted me a while ago. We still don't have a tax roll. We're about $70,000 out of balance. It's due to, it started out, road bridge special was left off in the original file, so they had to send it back to development. And then lateral road was out of balance after that, and it snowballed from there due to the freezes. The freezes came across as 100% disability to everybody. They call them DD 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And they all came across as lines. So when it happens that way, because we have different percentages on disability exemptions. And so they're having to enter this manually at this point. Hopefully it'll be done this afternoon. There's three people entering pretty much all day and into the evening today. And hopefully it will balance this afternoon, though it will be other things that have to take place after that, because that leaves a lot of room for human error when they're having to do it manually. So we'll see. Maybe I'll know a little bit more at 2:00 when we have the afternoon meeting.
Okay.
But that's where we are. Most of it's due to Pritchard Matter.
Thank you. And 2:00's kind of important. The city manager's going to be here with Blake, and I've invited some more from the other fire departments to come if they wanted to come. I told Blake to call them. I hope he did. The other fire chiefs, if they want to be here to discuss our fire departments and which direction we kind of want to go on that. It's kind of important today at 2:00. So if you can try to make that, everybody else is welcome. If they want to come, it's open meeting.
And you guys need to do some research on that. You need to read the laws and have some questions. Because there's a lot. It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
They really don't want to add in the EMS as part of this. And that'll be something to talk to him today about. Now I'll get him to explain that.
We'll continue.
Well, I did too. And that's apparently he said he didn't. When I talked to him the other day, I brought that up and he explained how it doesn't have to be. He said if they do add, they'd have to go up the full 10% on the
taxes on that and everything if they did that, because he said it was a
10%.
10 cents.
Not 10%.
Yeah. $1,800,000.
But it can't stay there, man.
So many years, it's kind of dropped back down.
It does, and he's got it down pretty good. I mean, he was going over the same kind of stuff that me and you talked about before, and Josh, when he was here, when he was trying to push you. It was the same kind of lingo. You know, it's way up here over me, you know, all and this, that stuff.
And that was just one of the conversations I had with one of the chief too. In fact, there's a lot of questions.
Yes.
And obviously something we discuss, and just not won't need to move, make any quick moves on anything like this until we
have. Well, I think they won't move quickly. And I did.
Well, I understand. I understand. I just don't want to.
I'm with you.
Yeah, you don't move too quick. You need to ask all the questions.
And obviously,
it's going to be up to the
voters. It's going to be up to the voters. Right.
Well, it's
going
to be up to y'all to send it.
Right.
Yes.
I understand that, but the voters are going to tell the tale of that.
Right.
That's right. That's exactly right. So you better get your late deal passed first. Better get the bathroom things.
Yeah, they won't have no water back.
That's right. Goodness. So anyway, all right. Anybody else?
Yeah, if anybody's traveling north on 37, you better add a little time because they're about a 20-minute delay.
They start back.
They came out to get water until their water happened, and somebody stole the $3,000 meter there at the feed store.
Oh, God.
So,
I've been seeing all the equipment out here.
I am looking for a couple of jailers, I guess. I got one that's supposed to go active duty military until September 25, and I got another one that's to go to boot camp and just full time. He saw the benefits of joining the military and taking care of his family and get his education paid for, so he can't blame him there, Braden.
Okay.
And so I'll have one spot coming open, and then I'll try to find a few part-time people to fill in until the other one can come back from his active duty.
Okay. I remember part-time has to work less than 30 hours per week.
Yes, ma'am. Well, there you go.
29 3/4
times.
You can hire somebody full time.
Yeah,
while he's
fill that spot.
But he just has to give a spot when he comes back.
He just knows that whoever goes in that spot has to know that when he comes back, they go out.
Unless you have an opening. Yeah.
Oh, you want to fire somebody?
Yeah,
that's not a problem nowadays. Jailers in there.
No, I've got pretty good food out there right now. There's blood going. They're learning a lot. They're doing pretty good.
All right, move to adjourn.
Second.
All right, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Thank you.
See what she's talking about. I'll get that for you.
Thank you, man.
Yeah.
Where y'all live at?
4430.
Okay, 4430.
Really darn it. Yeah, none across the street. I was probably calling you from down trees. I'd see me out there.
Yeah, we were calling.